Adrian's been waiting on the line to talk about cash. He's from Middle Park. Adrian, over to you.
Yes, I think cash is legal tender, and shops are obliged to take legal tender. Now, every week I get $200 out for my coffee payments and so on, cash doesn't break down like computers do.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a really strong argument, Adrian, wasn't it, before COVID? But I guess businesses can say now that, you know, to be COVID safe, we don't want to handle cash.
They can't.
Is that
legal tender?
Really?
They've got to accept it.
Oh, right. Have you looked closely at those COVID rules?
Well, they're not part of the Treasury, shop. The Treasury makes the decision. It's a legal tender.
Yeah.
And you've got to accept it.
Adrian, thank you very much for your call. From Middle Park there. Hold the line if you're with us. We'll talk more about this in just a moment. But I wanted to go overseas now and tell you about this story. In 2014, only 15% of English Wikipedia biographies were about women. Women in Red was founded a year later. Since then, the number has reached 19%. That's a rise, but there's still a long way to go. And why is this happening? Rosie Stevenson Goodnight is the Women in Red co-founder, and she's in Nevada City in California, just a bit east of San Francisco. Rosie, good morning to you.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Tell us about Wikipedia and why there are so few biographies about women. What have you discovered?
I think we've discovered that mostly it's the fault of society. If society covered women in the same degree as it does men, if there were the same number of history books about women, if there were the same amount of chapters or paragraphs in a textbook about women as there were men, if journalists wrote more about women, there would be more sources that we could use, and then it would follow that we could write more biographies about women.
Now, I mentioned a couple of statistics there. A slight rise from 15% to 19% in 6 years. That doesn't seem like a sharp rise. Tell us about the work you're doing with Women in Red.
So the cool thing about Women in Red is that we don't care who the editor is. You can be of any gender, you can be of any age, and you can live anywhere in the world and write biographies about women. And that's why I think this has lent the biggest part to our success, is that you don't have to get together in a cafe or a museum to be with other people to write biographies about women, or articles about their works, or articles about women's issues like women's health or women's suffrage. You can be anywhere, anytime, and write these biographies. And we've compiled more than 800 lists of missing women, so that would help you to sort out who's missing and how can I add her.
So you're looking for writers, really, researchers, and researchers and writers who can help contribute on Wikipedia.
Right, but that's the everyday person. Yep. You know, at one time I wasn't a researcher or a writer, and then I was.
Yeah. And what contributions have you had from around the world? Are you able to understand whether or not Australia can help with this?
Oh, you bet Australia can. And there's a vibrant community of Wikipedians in Australia already. The organization is called Wikimedia Australia, and they have a website. It's Wikimedia. Well, that's Wikimedia with an M, wikimedia.org.au, wikimedia.org.au. The president, I think, actually lives in Melbourne, but they're all over the place.
Great. And have you got targets when you might be able to reach some sort of parity?
No, we don't have targets. No. We just say, let's move the needle. Let's improve what we've already got.
Yeah. Okay. Well, put the call out there. Hopefully your work continues to have some success. Great to hear from you. By the way, Nevada City, that's an old gold rush town, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, good for you. It is. And I guess there was some gold rush movement going on in your country about the same area where you are now, maybe.
Yeah.
If I got that right.
Yeah, they're not too far away from us. Yeah, that's a big gold rush state that we're living in here. Quick one. How are they using card or cash in California at the moment? Is it a cashless society that we're quickly becoming?
No. Nope. we're still using cash. I mean, I've traveled around the world, and I know what you're saying, and I know there's places where that's kind of happening, but not so far in California.
Okay. That's one of our discussions this morning, along with your wiki project from Women in Red. Thank you very much for chatting to us, Rosie.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye.
Rosie Stevenson, good night. Women in Red co-founder, and she's in Nevada City. And we will be talking about sport coming up, and we'll take some of your calls as well on the issue of cash, or where has all the cash gone? Plenty more coming up on the program, so stay with us on this beautiful Thursday morning.